the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Welcome to another show, the Passionate Radio Show, that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike. Dr. Mike Roizen, the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. I'm Joe Galewski. Hi, Dr. Mike.
How are you, Joe?
Ready to go. I'm ready to go.
This is a great week. We have 2 weeks of great news that we can share. Do you know what the dirtiest thing in your house is next to your cell phone and your TV remote control?
Well, I carry one all the time, my purse.
You're right. It is the handbag, and it is dirtier than the throne. What do you call it? The handle on the throne. And the interesting thing is you really should wash your hands after you put your hands in your purse and before you put your hands in your purse, and leather purses are worse. So we have a lot of great news this week.
Now, you know men carry purses now, right? You knew that.
I didn't, but I'm willing to accept that some men do, yes.
Yeah, so I'm setting a trend here in central New York.
I'm actually wondering if that means that my, my briefcase has that same amount of dirtiness.
Well, I don't know. You know, Father's Day's coming. Think about a purse for Father's Day, right? 2 weeks away. Something different, probably, for you, for the man who has next to nearly everything. Our guest at 35 after the hour, famous, right? Dr. Richard Besser.
He's from ABC News, and it is Tell Me the Truth, Doctor. And so he's got a whole bunch of interesting things here. For example, should you wash, and I'm going to try and pin him on some of these, but should you wash your pre-washed lettuce and pre-washed salad? That is, he actually says that the answer is no, and it's a surprising no to me, so we'll pin him down on why he says no.
Right. A lot of other interesting questions that we'll get answers from him about. For example, if your doctor orders a lot of tests, does that mean they're more conscientious, they're more thorough? Should you get an annual physical? How do you stay safe in the hospital? You know, are diets the best way to lose weight? If you exercise, should you drink sports drinks? Cell phones cause brain cancer, a lot to cover. I'd like to know, and I'll ask him as we begin the interview, in this day and age of all this information that is thrown at us through the internet, and everybody can go to all these different places, are we more of an educated consumer of medical information? Because you can go just about anywhere. You know, before we had the internet, just ask somebody, what do you hear about this? Now you can go on the internet and all these medical sites if we become a more educated medical consumer. So we'll ask him about that. I'll ask him about that when we begin the interview. What do you know about MERS, M-E-R-S?
Well, M-E-R-S is the methicillin-resistant Staphylococcal aureus. And it is one of the diseases that kills people when they go into an ICU. That is, they get infections from others. And so we've been testing people who go into the ICUs and go into our hospitals. Do they have it? And if they do, they're isolated, which obviously means they don't get as many nurse visits. They often get depressed. And this is an interesting study which showed that treating all patients with baths and a nasal antibiotic ointment may be much more effective than isolating the MERS patients.
This is something that they found in Saudi Arabia almost over a year ago. It was first detected in Saudi Arabia in March of 2012. Is that a different place for something like that to come from, to start from?
Well, it is not a common place for us to learn about ICU care, but as you know, everybody is willing to learn from anybody if you can decrease deaths. And what it looks like is we've decreased infections by 2/3 since we've done this, and deaths by 50%, and maybe we can continue to increase and get even more benefit from it.
Cases have been linked from the Middle East to Great Britain, to Germany, to France, and Tunisia. What are the chances it heads this way?
Of the you're talking about the new coronavirus.
Yeah, MERS, yes.
And we're going to talk about that new coronavirus. That's a new virus. That's a different story. In fact, I'm sorry I missed the cue on that, Joe. So that's a second story. We're going to talk to Dr. Besser about that,
right,
who is an expert on new viruses. And we're going to talk about both the new bird flu virus that's come up in China and this new coronavirus.
Well, we had a Memorial Day rerun show last week because of the first summer holiday of the season. So we have, as you mentioned, we have some stories to catch up on, some good stories from the week we had planned, and then the stories that we have for this week. So let's run through some of these before we get to Dr. Besser, 35 after the hour. Heartburn and risk of throat cancer. Is there a connection?
Well, this is a very interesting one because people with chronic heartburn, we know they have a risk of esophageal cancer, and we know that treating it with the protein pump inhibitors seems to decrease that, and especially, in fact, giving people aspirin decreases the risk of that cancer. So have that aspirin with a glass of warm water before and afterwards. But this was, in fact, the increase in throat cancer we didn't expect. It's about an 80% increase if you have chronic frequent heartburn. And it isn't the protein pump inhibitors or the antihistaminic like drugs that decrease gastric acid secretion that seem to work on this. It is antacids. So simple, those antacids that you probably don't even remember. We used to remember them because they were all we had for a long time.
Sure.
Maalox was the common one, and that decreased it. It looks like it totally protects against it.
What were some of the other Tums? That was an antacid we were familiar with. Our parents had Tums and Alka-Seltzer, same thing, right? Those kind of things?
Well, Alka-Seltzer is actually aspirin. Alka-Seltzer is just a sodium form of aspirin, so it protects against esophageal cancer. It's really not an antacid.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, the other one was, one of the other great stories was that exercise lowers the risk of lung and colorectal cancer and deaths from prostate cancer. So this was a follow-up of over 2,000 men diagnosed with prostate cancer, and 17,000 men who had received a cardiovascular disease assessment. And the fittest group decreased their risk of lung and colorectal cancer, irrespective of whether they smoked or not, by 40%. And they all decreased their rate of death from lung, colorectal cancer, and prostate cancer by over 40%. So the message is, get fit.
The McDonald's CEO, and I want to mention the story about McDonald's and after the break, the McDonald's CEO said he dropped 25 pounds just by eating better and exercising more. So here you've got the guy that is the head of the probably most successful fast food chain in all the world is eating less of what I guess he sells and getting out and exercising more. And that's it. You just eat better and you exercise more and you exercise and burn it off more than you take in. We are going to answer your email questions. If you have a question for Dr. Mike or our guests, you can send us an email at udocs@gmail.com. That's udocs@gmail.com. And phone calls graciously accepted as well. If you have a phone, you want to talk to Dr. Mike, it's 877-711-5211. Some of the other stories we'll talk about coming up after the break have to do with Botox and migraines. And is there a connection between pesticides and Parkinson's disease and climate change story that's pretty interesting as well, among others, all right? udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
You tune up your car and change the oil when it's running sluggish, right? Well, then how come when you're feeling low and sluggish, you aren't doing something about it? D-Herbs can help with their full body cleanse or dozens of other healthy, all-natural supplements and products. It's time to finally do something for you. Take a look at D-Herbs quality all-natural products, and you get a free gift, famous D-Herbs all-natural, all-herbal cleansing tea, and an ebook with important life-changing information that you can download. It's called The Power of Cleansing. You can heal from any disease. Just go to freedherbs.com. That's free, the letter D, herbs.com, and claim your free herbal cleansing tea. You just pay a small shipping fee for that, and then you can download your free ebook on the wonders of healing cleansing. You'll also get a 15% off discount code if you should decide to make a purchase. Free gifts for you, plus a special gift of better health. freedherbs.com. freedherbs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.